put the guy inside it.
Oh, you mean the coffin? He's not the plant. He didn't come with a grave. He came with a coffin, Mom.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Well, where's that guy's coffin? You think he just lost it? He lives so many times, and I guess they just break up and stuff, don't they?
But mostly not in rubber ones.
Okay, I understand.
I really keep the rubber ones.
You do pretty well with those, yeah.
I think you guys were going to see that coffin.
Must have broken up, yeah. Oh, well.
I can make some other
coffin. Could you make your own coffin?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike said we bought it with a little yellow guy. I forget where he is. So let's pretend this dime is him.
This guy, pretend this guy is the little yellow
guy.
Oh,
I know the little yellow guy.
He falls in here and he gets eaten up.
Oh, that's lovely, man.
Or maybe he grabs, or, and sometimes I make it funny, so he whacks, he goes, he's walking along and goes, yummy! And he whacks him out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, nobody there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do that to make it funny. And when someday I'm going to pretend, and I just got the idea right now, I'm going like this, again. You need a little bouncing thing, this is cool, it's a new person, and he whams against. He goes, and this guy goes, who did that? And he closes it. So, Dad, who should own this rock?
Whoever you think is right.
It has to be a tough enough guy.
Okay, I don't know.
Who has, like, little scales and has sharp fingernails? And who has sharp teeth?
Look and see who is the toughest. Who's the toughest? Who's the toughest? Well, this guy's out.
Okay.
Because he's just old. So who would win? If all three win in the fight, who'd win? This guy?
Mm-hmm.
This guy?
Mm-hmm.
This guy? Or this guy? Who'd win out of these three?
Mm-hmm.
Is the...
Blue.
Blue Indian?
Mm-hmm.
He's out.
Mm-hmm.
This is a monster. This is a magic.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd win? He's a...
Probably he would, yeah.
He's a monster. He's a magic person.
Which one do you think?
This guy has magic, but he's not a monster.
Well, who's going to win? Which one would win?
But this guy's a monster, mm-hmm. And he can go like...
Okay, so which one's going
to
win?
So if they were in the fight, which I doubt they would, because
yeah.
All the guys around here are one whole team,
mm-hmm.
Who would win?
Who do you think?
Just tell me.
Monster.
Okay.
Guys, there's a little rock here. Hey, look at the little rock here, Ronnie.
Marky, I told Ross that. I told Mark that if he didn't eat his chicken, he would couldn't go to Kennywood. And I told Ross the same thing. This went on, maybe for about 4 minutes, and finally got to eat his chicken. And after it was all over, Marky said, Dad, that's a very good way of doing things. And I said, what did you say, Mark?
That's true.
Wait till you finish your call.
All right. I said that, I'm like,
Dad, that's a really good way.
That's a really good way of making kids go somewhere. that they want to, like, eating their food. Like, you have to eat, like, today, Dad said,
it's 1987. Mark, it's really messing this up. What Mark said, really, is, Dad, that's a really good way of doing it.
Like,
of making kids eat their food. But if they don't, let me finish, Mark. But if they don't, but if they don't like to do it, it won't work. And I said, yeah, that's a really good way. What kind of good way?
What I mean is like,
and I said, yeah, it's a good way of threatening them.
This guy won't eat your food. And then the dad says, if you don't eat that food, then you will go to so-and-so. Like, maybe he goes, if you don't eat that food, you won't go to Kennywood.
Uh-huh.
And so the kid eats his food. And that's a good way of doing something. Like making the guy eat, the person eat his food.
Very good, yeah. But what if the person doesn't want to go?
Like, if he doesn't want to go, then he won't eat his food, and you've got a problem there.
Yeah.
So you shove him into his food and say, I'll spike you if you don't do it.
So in other words, if you can't threaten him, what do you have to do?
Spike him to make.
Yeah, if you can't take away a reward, then you just have to punish him.
You don't have bribe.
You don't have a bribe. Yeah.
Are good for any day of the.
Anyway, this is Mark's observation about good ways of disciplining children. I've decided that I'm going to stop recording the boys and start recording Mary, because she makes more mistakes than they do. Mary said, I can't find my keys. And I says, I don't have my keys. And I said, I have them. And Mary said, I said, I do. And Mary said, you have mine? And I said, no, I have mine. No, it's not a mistake. It's a misunderstanding.
No, it wasn't a misunderstanding. That was a very pointed question.
That was a very pointed question. Anyway, then I told the boys I was going to stop recording them, and Ross said, I have some pretty good slang. Ross, let's hear some of your slang. I want to see why I should keep on recording.
Come on,
boy. Come on. Get in. That's not slang. That's just silliness. Hop in.
Something here, boy.
Yeah. Bye. No more.
Get your leg. Hold in. It's looking like what? It's going to be the new guy? Back home now.
Mark, what'd you do,
Mark? Now, Ross, why should I be recording you? There's no reason. I mean, you speak better than Mommy does.
I speak better than you.
No, that's not true. That's not possible. No one could ever speak better than I.
I got better language than you do, Mark.
Got better language.
Bub.
Is that how they talk?
No,
well, where's the slang? Where's the slang? I don't hear the slang.
No, I didn't voice
it. Did you ever learn how to speak Pittsburghese?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear. How'd you talk Pittsburgh? Okay, talk like...
I don't talk anymore.
You used to when you were little?
Mr.
Matt. Yeah.
Go downtown.
Go downtown.
Get in the car. Get your mic. Come on, sweet.
You're pretty good. Wait a second, maybe Daddy has him. Let's see if Daddy has
him.
Maybe Daddy has him. Let's see if Daddy has him. Might be. 100% sure?
Yeah.
Well, let's look in here.
Million percent?
20,000.
Go up and tell Mom we found him.
He found him!
Mark stuck him in his seat.
Mark stuck him in his seat.
Stuck him in his what?
Mark, why didn't you look right where you had him?
He stuck him right in his seat.
They were right where, Mark, you had him. had it in your power all the time. Just like Dorothy with her little shoes, you had it in your power.
You stuck it in the seat. By that.
Oh, Mark, it
serves you right.
Mark, no, someday you're really going to hurt yourself, Mark.
And turn on my hello, mother, hello, father.
Let's kill this. Mark was helping me put away shirts, and I was hanging up, and he was turning them inside out. This is the wash. And he said, once I'm done turning the arms inside out, then I'll come over, and then I'll hand them to you. It was a very nice use of completive aspect. I don't really think I've ever heard him say, once I'm X, then I will, ever before. It's a nice new combination. What do you like better? Purple peak? Yeah?
It wasn't the itchy bitsy teeny when the purple dot was here.
Which one do I like better? I like the purple peak leader. I like the part where he toots out the horn in his head.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
When he says in a voice so gruff,
yeah.
He isn't really gruff.
In a voice so gruff, I don't want to eat you because you're too tough.
A gruff voice is high. It went again.
No, a gruff voice is deep.
Like how?
Like this. This is a gruff voice. If I'm really gruff.
He went like this. Come on, get your job in a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
I want to get a job. I want to get a job in the rock and roll band. I want to get a job in the rock and roll band.
Yeah, you're better at it. That's right. You're better at it.
That gruff.
No, that's squeaky and high. It's not gruff at all. They're just joking. It wasn't gruff at all. It was a very silly song. You know, you can't believe everything you hear in songs.
Oh, yeah.
Are there any things that you know that you really shouldn't believe?
Yes.
Like what?
Oh, I know one thing that I should believe.
What's that?
Oh, I shouldn't say about it.
What is that?
I've been talking about it for a long time.
What's that?
I've been talking about a lot.
Dinosaurs.
About the story.
About the story? The stork?
No.
Oh. Boy, you guys are going to put in a new distance record here. How many laps is this?
Six.
That's not bad. Nine. That's not bad. Make about a mile out of it, huh?
I think three or make a mile.
Three make a mile. Boy, you guys, you really
is
know
it
that.
Right, Alan? Three make three,
three
laps.
Three and a half.
Or up make and down.
Uh-huh.
That's complete. Great. Uh-huh. That's incredible. Okay, here we go, Mark. Oh, Mark, you're making a mess. Hello. Okay. Uh huh. Lisa, okay.
She's really pretty.
Yeah?
I hate her.
You hate her?
Okay. She's really good. When
no.
she
okay.
Pat gives the ball back to somebody,
yeah?
She bounces it so high. Even how, I'm gonna show you. Give me your highest bounce.
Okay,
like, wham!
Yeah? Okay, ready?
As strong as you can, as high. She can do it even far, higher than that.
Really? She's going to ruin the ball then, right?
She gives, and it, most of the times it hits the ceiling.
It does.
And the ceiling is about up to that tree.
What a creepy girl. Now, who's your favorite girlfriend now?
Still. Nicole.
And who's your favorite boyfriend?
Friend.
Friend. Yeah, who's your friend? Your real friend?
Ricky.
Ricky. And who are your other friends?
My other friends.
Yeah.
Jared.
Ben still a friend?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about, what's the other guy?
Mike. New Mike.
New Mike. Is he new? What
well,
is he?
Well, he's sort of old.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty old.
And how about Jimmy and Timmy?
Jimmy and Timmy. Oh, yeah.
about Jimmy? Jimmy Elmer.
Jimmy always said.
So Ricky and Jimmy and Ben and
Jared.
And Jared.
A couple others. A
couple other guys are just
like Nathan.
Nathan, right. Do you think you'll be in that same class next year?
Maybe.
That'd be nice.
Most of them are going to a different class.
What school are they going to go to
I'm
next
gonna
year?
I'm going to meet a lot of... Dad, I got to tell you something.
Yeah?
I'm going to make a lot of new friends next grade.
Why is that?
Because most of the people that...
Okay, today is June 1st, and Mark and I are downstairs in the basement playing with his toys, having a big war between the good and the bad action figures, little bitty action figures. Okay, are we all set up? Which ones are? Okay, which ones are the bad guys?
This one got the devils.
Oh, that truck is broken.
I know, that's my backup. That's my backup truck.
Why do you...
It's supposed to back up.
Is it supposed to?
Okay. It used to be good, but now since it's broken, whatever gets broke, it's large and it gets
broken.
If it's something like this, mm-hmm. It gets broke, and I call it a backup.
Sure. Okay.
Watch.
You just use it for bashing and defense? That's fair.
Wait, here, I'll show you. One more time.
Show me one more time.
Watch.
Okay.
2 seconds.
Right, and then it gets
See
cracked.
See what happens?
Oh, indeed, it really gets bashed, doesn't it?
It's real good.
Okay, now, is this the bad guy? Where are the bad guys? Where is their castle? Where are the bad guys? Over here, okay.
Have you?
That's the big good guy's castle. And the bad guy just have two little castles? What about the prison? Where are we going to put the people that are in prison?
This is the prison
for America. Oh,
okay. This
is the prison for that.
This.
And who gets the bathroom first? What team gets the bathroom first?
Eight people can be in eight each prison.
I think the bad guys should get bad for this, okay? Yeah. And they also should get bad guys. on your feet?
My guys.
Muscle Man?
Muscle Man.
Good night.
The good night.
You're going to need more people on good night. You better take the wizards on your side. Mark, you can take the wizards and I'll have the devil. The wizards are good.
Alright,
take the blue wizard. The wizard. You can take the wizard. Those are on the good side. The devil would definitely get that. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I sometimes pretend the devil first.
You can have a light green folder, you don't have to take the dark green one.
Yeah.
But they're two different armies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start moving through this part.
Wait a minute, remember what the moment?
I'm going to make an attack on this.
I still have to remember what the moment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to make an attack. What's the name of your three castles?
I need a robot.
I didn't know. I don't have any robot. I didn't have any robot.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one right there. Here's one right there. Yeah. What's the name of your three castles?
Central Tower. Okay, you ready for the attack? Yeah.
You want all my monsters? Do you need monsters on your side? Do you need monsters on your side?
I have
you just don't have enough eyes on your side, that's your problem. You need to play this cool. You've got more cars than I do. You've got a million more cars. I'm going to take some cars. I'm going to take some of your cars than I can. I need a bad guy with that. With that coat.
Bad
guy? Bad
guy.
In this one, there
are.
There is here. These are things before you leave over here.
All yeah. Right, those guys try to take over. These guys try to protect it.
You want to do just two different teams? The little team and the big team? The Mark team and the dad team.
How about the Brockies?
Uh-huh.
The Brockies would be your side. The coaches would be my side.
I think so.
Those are the Brockies and I'm the coaches.
Thank you. there nothing. Now.
Well, do you think it would be fair if I don't have enough blood in your life?
Yeah.
You're dying. I have all the way up for it. Well, there's one problem. Well, you're lucky you have the creepy crawlies.
Why?
If I try, I can't knock over the creepy crawlies. You can't knock over the creepy crawlies.
You want to use these guys too?
The creepy crawlies are too low.
You want to use these guys too, Marky? You want to use the Lego type guys?
No, I use these types when I put it when I need a little setup and I put it like this.
Oh, okay.
This is the humongous setup.
Okay.
So I'm not using them.
Okay.
There's certain types of things that I have.
Okay, now do you want the catapult? You need the catapult to get involved?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Who's wrong? Do you know which one you want to? Very good. Very good. Now, creepy crawlies, we're going to call this over here the...
Creepy crawlies, what? Creepy crawlies village.
This is the food stash.
Okay.
And whoever controls the food stash gets food eating. Don't control the food stash, but I need to survive.
Don't
care if
you control the food stash.
Right now, we'll be later on. War's not over yet. War hasn't even started yet. Now you've got your cards. You've got a mighty army here.
Four on each.
You've got a mighty army of cards. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Could you bring me the talent that can watch this letter you filled over here?
Catch.
Where else would you drop water that way? Well, I thought creepy crawlies were in the middle of great stuff. Does that mean I'm occupying it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get to pick them off.
Yeah.
If you see a guy in the middle of great stuff, then you have to get off.
And it's a creepy crawl.
Before the war.
Before the war, right?
Yeah.
No more water around here because we're having trouble with it getting too damp. Boy, standing your muscle man out is a big gut. A lot of muscle. I hope they can fight.
I know they're hard to stand up to.
They sure are.
Here's some more muscle man. I'm giving you some. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's some more muscle man stand up.
They should, okay, I have to go upstairs. I'm going to cook for a while, okay? And,
I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Did you not stand on my shoulders? Well, I don't like that.
Well, go all those soldiers, I guess.
Well, who knocked all my soldiers down over there?
I don't know.
I love you. The cat?
No.
Who found the tail? Did you find the tail?
I don't know. No. Why, do you want to find the tail?
Sure. Do I get both Gatling guns?
Yeah. Okay. Let me get both of the Gatling guns.
Get the Gatling guns.
What? How far can they shoot?
Oh,
and what do they shoot?
Oh, it's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What can they shoot?
Oh, those. Yeah, those are also powerful. They can shoot those little things. You put them in there. There's one over there. There's one right here. On the bed. Over on the bed. That little thing you put in the bathroom.
Oh, there
it is. Got it? Okay, I'll see you in a little bit, Mark.
They're testing 1, 2, 3. This is a new Sony, and gonna raise up the volume here. 1, 2, 3, testing. Okay, looks okay.
This is a replacement for my old Walkman, which was stolen Thursday night from my lab. Hope this one is recording okay. I was talking to Marky about, just read me a poem. Marky read me a poem from Jay Silverstein, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Silverstein.
Yeah, about how this kid was trying to get out of going to school because he had chicken pox all over. And I said, you know, that reminds me of, in many ways, it's like, hello, mother, hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Yeah?
He had lots of...
different things.
Different sicknesses.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to stay inside. He wanted to stay inside because he thought it was a school day.
Yeah.
But when he heard it was Saturday, he said that he was going to go out to play.
And he wasn't sick after all.
Nope.
So right. He'd been lying. And I said, yeah. Is that just like hello mother, hello father? And Marky said, no, it's not the same. And why isn't it not the same?
Because on this one, he lies.
He lies. And in hello mother, hello father, he doesn't lie?
Right.
Well, Mark, did you think that the lake is really full of alligators? Do you think the Camp Granada Lake is really full of alligators?
Mm.
No? And do you think he'd only been there one day, Mark? And Joe Spivey got poison ivy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could be true.
It could be true. And his roommate had malaria.
Yeah.
Do you really think his roommate had malaria?
It's malaria.
It's a disease you only get in Africa.
No.
No, it's not likely, is it? And he said that he had ptomaine poisoning after dinner, but he'd only been there one day. It does sound a little strange.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? So do you think that he was telling the truth?
No.
Because suddenly, if the lake was full of alligators, why would he be so happy when the guys started sailing?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay, don't rub your eyes, Mark. Don't do that to your eyes, Mark.
Oh, can I
okay,
say this one?
Okay, so do you think they are the same now?
But can I say this one into that?
Yes, but do you think they're the same now?
Yeah.
Still not the same? What's the difference?
No, yeah, they're the same, but... they're not the same thing.
No, they're not about the same thing, but they're the same kind of idea?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of the same. They're sort of similar.
But this guy, he's sick.
Yeah.
But but the other one, he's just complaining.
He's just complaining, yeah. But they're both trying to get out of something, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. By lying.
Yeah, I'll read this one.
Okay.
Sick.
Wait, what's the other thing it's saying? At the end, what happens in both of them?
Oh, in Hell My Hell Father. Then
yeah.
He says that the guy was saying says that says like all this great stuff is happening, and he says that he wants his parents to disregard the letter that he wrote.
Yeah.
Which
so he changed his mind, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And does this guy change his mind too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get out of going to school. He thinks it's a school day. He's trying to get out of it. But it's really a Saturday. He's trying to get out of going to school, but it's really a Saturday.
Right.
Okay. So he doesn't have to go to school.
Right.
And he says that he has all this like gas and rashes, purple bumps.
Yeah.
Like his throat is dry.
Yeah. Really ridiculous stuff.
And
yeah.
He has measles. He thinks it might be instamatic flu.
Nothing crazy. Yeah.
And at the end, he says this. What's that you say? You say, today is Saturday. Goodbye, I'm going out to play.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to read me another one?
Alright.
Oh,
turn off that.
Okay, I'll stop it.
Okay. It started out as a jumping rope. You will probably think that I'm a joke, but it started out as a jumping rope, and now I fear there is no hope. But it started out as a jumping rope.
That's cute. And what is that about? You got it all tied up?
That's why she doesn't think it's a jumping rope.
Isn't that funny, first of all? Okay, now let Daddy work, okay? You go back to your room. Mm-hmm.
The scary ones.
The one that really scared you at night?
No.
Did you have bad dreams from it, or what happened? Did you also have bad dreams?
I don't know, but I never had bad dreams from Jessica.
Did you ever get bad dreams from anything?
Sort of, I think.
You don't get very many bad dreams, do you?
Well, there are some bad dreams, but they end up fun.
Well, you have a pretty strong mind, don't you?
Whenever I have bad dreams, it mostly ends up fun. Like, I remember this one dream I was walking along. It's mostly a fun dream, but then it turns out that you think it's going to be a rotten dream. Like, they do something bad to you, but it ends up, but it still feels like a good dream. It still feels.
Yeah, right.
Here's how it went. We were spying on on these weird creatures. They're sort of like creatures with a face with a head like this big. And it was pretty foggy too.
Yeah.
It's foggy too.
Yeah.
Because there was just something boiling, and this guy went over and he asked me if I was good or bad, and I said bad, and he was so dumb.
He said good or bad, or bad?
Good or bad. And I said good and bad, and he was so dumb that he believed me.
What do you mean good or bad? You mean turn to the dark side?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't really bad. That's good. And he actually believed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of those demons are really bad, aren't they? Was he a demon?
I think. Yeah. He's walking around like...
Oh, it's like Gru.
No, so
dumber than Gru?
And you see, it was supposed to be a bad dream, but it ended up as a good dream.
Sure. And how it was kind of funny in the end?
No, it wasn't funny. You see, I went into this place that all the monsters were standing in a row.
Yeah, like that.
Across.
Yeah.
And there's like a big one of these.
Yeah.
And in the middle there's something boiling.
Yeah.
Like
Sure.
Something boiling.
It's exciting.
And the master came in.
Uh-huh.
And I was like.
Yeah.
Standing in the stairs that they were all and then he finds out that I'm a good guy and I'm like, oh, great. He picks me up.
Yeah.
He throws me in that boiling stuff.
Yeah.
And guess what it feels like?
Yeah.
What it feels like is like, you know how you feel like you're going dizzy when you do this?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Oh, and so it wasn't so bad.
No, has been about exciting or different. Guess what? There was this one that was that I thought was going to end out well, Thursday. Me, Joey, and Ross were part of this. You know how they used to show V on TV?
Oh, yeah.
With the guys who could rip off their skin.
Yeah, those are,
with people. Well, we were in that thing, and we were, like, walking around, and we were, like, shooting all the guys and dodging there, shooting things, and then we came up to this guy, and he was like, in this darkness, and there was a woman, and I thought, Is this Ross's teacher? I think that's him from school.
Yeah.
And then my dream ended.
That was it?
Yeah.
Just ended right there, so you didn't really get to
kill. And guess what? But there, on near the starting, I walked into a thing and I pretended I was a wizard like all the others. Because I didn't, because all these guys look same. Like they were after me, and I went in there, and one guy said, you know how they eat, what do they eat, lizards, chickens?
Mice and stuff,
yeah. Yeah, they eat mice, and said, do you want one? And so I said, sure. And I took the mouse, and this was at the start, and I walked over and I dropped the mouse.
And then go.
And then
they knew.